Hi, and welcome to The Gathering. I'm Charity, and I'm one of the pastors here. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being in worship today. It's my hope that something will be sung or said that will inspire you, but also challenge you. Catholic priest Michel Quoce, he writes in a prayer, he shares in it what he deems to be God's view of children. In it, he writes this: God says, I like youngsters. I want people to be like them. I don't like old people unless they're still children. I want only children in my kingdom. This has been decreed from the beginning of time. Youngsters, twisted, humped, wrinkled, white-bearded, all kinds of youngsters, but youngsters. He goes on to say that heaven will be only open to people who act like they're 5 years old. Today we wrap up this Wonder Women series where we've been elevating and reclaiming the ministry and the lives of women in scripture, sharing how they shared the gospel and the roles that they played in making sure that the gospel was got to other people. If we think women are lesser named in scripture and less mentioned, highlighting children even less so. In ancient times, children were devalued and their worth didn't really happen until they had their own sort of coming of age. And so for this reason, the story of a little girl sticks out as we look to today's verses. To my surprise, engaging this story of the child, of this little girl, it offers us some insight and some help in navigating the pandemic. Imagine that. Children can help us to navigate one of the most stressful times that some of us may ever see. One of my little guys, he's been singing in our house, Jingle Bells, over and over again at random times throughout the day. And at least once a day, he watches Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. That's Mickey Mouse, Twice Upon a Christmas. It's a classic. He's got Christmas on the brain. It begs the question, though, what if we were to look at this season that we're in, if we live through this season with the same kind of wide-eyed excitement and the heralding hope of Christmas morning? So take a moment, just where you are, to get with me. Take a moment and think about one of your favorite childhood memories. One of your favorite childhood memories. Now, what emotions come up for you? What emotions come up? Is it laughter, joy, excitement, surprise, mischief, daring, wonder, creativity? I contend that these are the emotions that children help us to reconnect with, and that in this season and in this time in our lives, that we need to be reminded what it means to be a child. Today we meet Rhoda. She's a little girl. She's a maidservant, a doorkeeper, and she works in the house of Mary. She's situated in a story in Acts, which is found after Jesus has been resurrected, and the disciples are continuing to preach and to share the message and the good news of Jesus. But in so doing so, they are being punished. One disciple, James, has already been executed, and now Peter is in jail standing trial. It's likely that he is going to be next. And so some people gather, and they're praying for Peter. But God sends an angel to lead Peter out of prison. And so the story picks up in Acts chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. When he, that's Peter, realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer. He knocked on the gate, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to open it. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed. Instead of opening the door, she ran back inside and told everyone, "Peter is standing at the door." "You're out of your mind," they said. When she insisted, they decided it must be his angel. Meanwhile, Peter continued knocking. When they finally opened the door and saw him, they were amazed. Having read this story numerous times before, it really does hit differently when you're in a pandemic. There's some wisdom for us today. First, Rhoda reminds us what it means to see through a child's eye. She reminds us what it means to have a child's perspective. In typical adult fashion, those gathered were so busy praying for a miracle that they failed to see it right before their very eyes. Sometimes it takes a child to point out the obvious. As adults, it's so easy to be focused on adulting that we forget what it means to be childlike. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can become so serious and so intense that I lose that sense of playfulness and that sense of wonder. We can get sour and cynical. We can lose our sense of joy and the spirit of gratitude for life, for just life itself. It took Rhoda, the child, to help the adults see what they could not see. So what are the children, the grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews, what are they seeing during this life here now in 2020? What are they seeing in the pandemic? Listen to a child this week. Listen to their heart. Listen to their stories. I believe God speaks through children. And through children, we are reminded of simple and profound truths. I think it's important for us to remember that though, because something is simple doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. And so we listen for the simple and the profound truths that children share with us. Observe children. How are they coping? Are they playing? Are they playing pretend, being silly, singing, wanting more time outside to play? Just notice them this week. Just notice. Second, Rhoda shows us the importance of persistence. She does not give up. I mean, she keeps insisting, keeps telling the adults that Peter is at the door, and they don't believe her. They don't believe her to the point that they mock her and laugh at her and say that she's out of her mind. But it was her sheer determination that finally led the adults to see what she saw. The persistence of children is, let's say, admirable at best. I say, you know, I don't like their insistence when it refers to me as a parent, but they definitely are some persistent little boogers, aren't they? Perhaps children feel this too about us, that when parents, we put them off or we try to stall so we don't have to answer one of their questions, they can also feel our persistence as well. I often say that my oldest son, Gabriel, he's on the autism spectrum, and so that means sometimes he can be quite insistent and persistent. He does not give up. He will ask me over and over and over again, can he use the phone or can he use the computer, despite me saying no after no after no after no. On the other hand, his little brother Levi has gotten sort of hip to the game, and the way that his persistence shows up is he tries to negotiate non-negotiables. And those conversations typically end up in some form of defiance or tantrums. He is not mine, although he has won a few times, I have to admit. Next, Rhoda, this story, her story invites us to laughter. Invites us to laugh. One of my favorite parts of this story is that she is so consumed with excitement. She runs to the gate with the intention of opening the gate and letting Peter in, but no, she leaves him there and she runs back and tells everyone that he's there. I mean, this is typical of a child to be so consumed with excitement that they forget what they're doing in the first place. It's laughable, right? The question for us today is, when was the last time we belly laughed? When was the last time we saw something that was just so funny, we cracked up, like we just reared back and let it go, to the point that our muscles hurt in our stomach the next day? While the pandemic is no laughing matter, among all the things we need to survive, laughter, I believe, is one of the most important. A sense of joy that's rooted in hope that we will get to the other side of this. Yes, these are serious times, and we still need to smile. We still need to be silly, and we still need to laugh with our friends. The benefits of laughter range from improving our mood to stimulating our organs. And so I think one of the best things we can do during the pandemic is find opportunities to laugh. For me, that means watching some comedians on Netflix or catching a funny movie. I don't know about you, but I'm well overdue for some Will Ferrell and some Adam Sandler. We can choose laughter instead of frustration when our days don't go the way that we had hoped, when we have twists and turns and things that happen that are unexpected. Some of those things can simply be laughable instead of a frustration. Lastly, Rhoda shares good news. Now, traditionally, if you ever hear about the story of Rhoda, one of the main things a person is going to point out is that Rhoda was a sharer of the good news. She runs to tell the adults. She tells them that Peter lives, that he is here, that he's at the door, that God has answered their prayers. I believe that even now, God is yet answering prayers. There is still good news, friends. I get it, though. The pandemic, it just makes us feel like we're trapped, in Groundhog Day, right? That the same day is sort of happening over and over and over again. But Rhoda invites us to make each day count, to make it count by sharing good news, to make it count by remembering that God is answering our prayers, to share the answers to those prayers with those in our circles, just simply being grateful for life itself. You know, if I'm honest, it's not easy to write a message that highlights and focuses in on the wisdom of children during the first few weeks of virtual homeschool learning. Can I get an amen? I had no idea how hard or exhausting virtual school would be. I mean, when the pandemic began, we were, you know, having board game nights and doing silly things together. But the longer that this thing sort of goes on and on, I just realize how much time and space I need for me. Time and space for me to reconnect with my own childlike faith. So like you this week, I'll be taking this message to heart. Our challenge is to do at least one of these things this week. Listen to and observe a child. Be persistent about something. Now, don't get to the point where you tantrum, but be persistent about something. Belly laugh, get curious, adventure out into a place or a side of town you've never been to before. Share with a friend how good God has been to you. Share with a friend the prayers that are being answered, or share with a friend the prayers that you have laid at the feet of Jesus right now. Be the bearer of some good news. Let's remember that Jesus lifted up women, and then in Mark chapter 10, he would say, "Let the children come to me." He viewed children as whole and worthy. So let the children be seen, let them be heard, let them serve, let them share good news, not later when they're grown, but now when they have still their wiggles and their giggles. And let us have their faith, a childlike faith, a faith that is not childish, which is self-centered and selfish, rather a faith that is childlike, that trusts, that has confidence, hope, and even joy. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for the children in our lives, for their wisdom, their persistence, their vision, their joy. We look to them as we navigate these days ahead. The pandemic is stretching us, but with you, we are determined not to break. And so, Lord, today as we gather, just lift up so many people in our communities. God, I pray for the teachers and administrators. God, we lift up today students from pre-K to postdocs. God, I lift up to you tired parents and grandparents who are helping out. God, I lift up to you these business owners and employees who are trying to keep their heads above water. God, for the unemployed, for those who are faring well and seeking to be a blessing, for those nearing and in homelessness. God, we pray for the lives that have already been lost to COVID, for those living with it, and for all of us doing what we can to prevent its spread. God, for our country and its officials, for the earth with which you have blessed us. God, all the things we would pray, every prayer that would go forward, even this week, when we bow our head, we pray that when we lift it up, we'll open our eyes, that we'll look around, and we'll look within, knowing that you are the God who answers our prayers. God, I pray this today. It's in the name of Jesus and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.